I'm ready to shake off the school year that we shall not speak of and turn it up a notch for the 2022 school year on the way. In today's episode, I'm going to share a mistake I made that you might very well also be making. Not only does it apply to STEM and STEAM, it's just good teaching. And to sweeten the deal, I've got five questions you have to ask your students this year before you get too steamy with them. Now, are you ready to get steamy with me?
Welcome to the iHeart STEAM Teacher Podcast. Science! Where teachers like you come for the best classroom vibes.
School will be fun!
Discover fun methods that engage with students to collaborate and communicate beyond their comfort zone with project-based learning.
It's all about the students.
STEAM with style, creativity, and critical thinking in the classroom, while also turning up in the teacher's lounge with your host, Bonnie Kirkley.
I've got an important meeting in the teacher's lounge.
Now, full steam ahead.
How'd you like that new intro? Are you ready to meet me in the teacher's lounge? Welcome back, listeners. I have enjoyed taking a little vacation from the podcast, but trust me, it was always on my mind. And that's how I ended up with some fresh new vibes in that intro. If this is your first time listening to the iHeart STEAM Teacher Podcast, first of all, let me just say welcome. I'm so excited for you to join our listeners. And before I forget my manners, which I have a habit of, and not on purpose, that's just me, let me introduce myself to you. I'm Bonnie Kirkley. I'm a STEAM educational coach and consultant. I'm extremely passionate about helping teachers and administrators and even parents at home create classrooms that will grow STEM or STEAM as a community culture, so that they can foster students who will become creative, critical thinkers, totally engaged through project-based learning. This, friends, it will allow for your students to have deeper insight and understanding across all of the core subjects we teach. More than ever, our students need to develop their own creativity, critical thinking, collaboration with peers, which is not always so easy, communication skills that go beyond their comfort zone. And to be completely honest, it's time for our teachers to really work on getting out of their comfort zone too. I would never let you do any of this alone. So today, I want to share a teacher oops that I made year after year. So what was that mistake? Well, it all originates with the concept of segmented subjects. And when I first started teaching, I had no idea. I honestly had no idea that I was going to get a schedule from my principal. I was that naive, that stated at what time of the day I should be teaching what. And I didn't know, which I do now, it's tied to their funding. It's not just something that they do for fun. Well, I have a principal who loves it. She just absolutely loves it. Those are the kind of people that like to organize things, but it is tied to their funding. So it is a must in order to get federal funding. So what that did to me was tell me, all right, during this time I teach this, during this time I teach this, during this time I teach this, I have 30 minutes to teach two subjects, social studies and science. What? Yes, we all know that schedule. But what that did was make me feel like I had to allocate that time just for that and nothing else. And I also had to make students aware that this was the time that we were doing reading groups, or this is the time that we're doing science. And when those times came throughout the day, I would just say, okay, guys, it's time for science, or it's time for reading groups. It's time for math. Sounds pretty normal, right? But it was a huge, huge, huge mistake. And I didn't realize it until I actually started working and using STEM instruction in my classroom, which takes me back to about 13 years ago. I actually started teaching 19 years ago. Oh, now you can figure out how old I am. Oopsie, another oops. Anyway, so I started using STEM when I was a writing teacher, and at that time, writer's workshop was a big thing, and I so wish it still was. If you are teaching writing and not using writer's workshop format, you should, because what that does is give you time to meet and conference with all of your students. I was teaching fifth grade writing, and I wanted to encourage students to write because, yes, you had teacher pleasers, and yes, you had students that were just good at writing. But those students are far and few between, especially I found with the boys. So I wanted to make it more fun and give them a reason to write. That was the first thing that I did to change my instruction. Give them a reason to write. So we started using STEM. Because we were also writing about it, I was conferencing with my students and asking them lots of questions. What I discovered was this. I would ask, let's say we're doing a project. STEM or STEAM is all about how you use multiple subjects within one project area to make connections and have deeper understanding. It is a culture. It's a way of thinking. It's not just an activity. So students should be able to recognize what they're doing and how they're doing it and when and what made them think that way. Otherwise, whatever you're doing is just another allocated block. So I would ask questions like, can you tell me how science helped you? And I would get a blank stare forever. I mean, I gave them the most time for thinking, but they just couldn't answer that question. They also really couldn't tell me how technology supported them when they were working, unless they used a tablet or a computer. Believe it or not, when I first started using STEM in the classroom, I was the first person at my school to get an iPad. And that was because I had written a STEM grant. That was the first iPad that came into our school. I cannot believe I started using STEM when iPads just became a thing. That's kind of cool. It makes me feel old. I mean, it's almost like unimaginable now. But anyway, so they just couldn't tell me all of these things. And then the engineering part, at first, I was a horrible teacher for engineering. I'd had no engineering instruction myself, so I was still learning at that time. But I did realize there was a problem with their thought process during the activities that they were doing. I was like, how can I fix this? How can they recognize what science? I mean, we do science every single day during this time, and I tell them it's science. I told them it was science. Shouldn't they recognize it in other places? Then a few years later, when I started supporting my whole school with STEAM now, I would do these same kind of conferences in multiple classrooms across multiple grades. And I still found that same problem, even though we had been using STEM for quite some time and now STEAM. They just really didn't recognize. They couldn't categorize what they were doing. They didn't know why they were doing it. They just knew they were doing it. And they had done some really great projects. And this just sort of brought it down a whole level. So how did I fix it? You're not going to believe how I fixed it. It is so easy. And I totally recommend doing this with all students, no matter what age they are. For one, when you do this, you're going to get to know your students really well. You're going to find out what they know. You're going to find out what you can build on, so it will benefit you and them. Are you ready for what I do? It's 5 questions. I start the year off every single year with these 5 questions. And my teachers do it now. I actually enjoy so much doing this with kindergarten. I do it with kindergarten. It works. They are some of the best students. You want to know why? because that brain of theirs, that 5 and 6 year old brain, it is growing at rates you cannot fathom. It's hard for us because our brain has slowed down tremendously as far as progress and new brain cells and growth. So it's hard for us to change, but they're soaking things up like a sponge. If you take advantage of that time, you can really teach them a lot. So here are those 5 questions. What is science? What is technology? What is engineering? What is art? What is mathematics? That's what I do. So I'm going to break this down for you with the kindergartners because I just love doing it with them. I actually don't start this until about the end of September because, well, let's face it, some of them haven't even been to school ever. So they've got to get their rituals and routines down. They've got to be comfortable with the reason why they're coming to school. And they've got to understand how to communicate with a teacher, how to communicate with their friends, how to not cry when they come to the classroom. First graders they're ready for this kind of stuff, maybe about the second or third week in school. And, you know, as you go up in age, the time that they're ready progressively shortens. So 5th graders, by the second or third day of school, you can get this started. So we start with, what is science? And my students will tell me things like, especially the little kids, they'll say, well, it's animals. Some of them might not say anything at all. Some of them might say experiments. I know someone always says mad scientist. You know, so it's what they've been exposed to. And of course, you're going to have that one kid that, my goodness, he should be at Harvard Elementary School. He's going to be able to tell you a lot, but he's also going to need to know how to rein in his own thinking, his or her own thinking. So we start with, what is science? And I've really watered down the definition of what science actually is because it needs to be simple for them. They can use all kinds of vocabulary to fluff this definition up later in life when they actually use those vocabulary words. But there's no need to make something more harder than it is. So what is science? Science is how we find the answers to the questions we have. So we talk all about that. And when they say, what do you mean, how we find the answers to the questions we have? I said, well, who does science? And they'll say, oh, scientists most of the time. And I say, well, every scientist does the same thing when he or she has a question. They will start with a question. They think of what they think the answer might be. Most kids do that. They always think they know the answer. That's essentially the hypothesis, by the way. And then a scientist would do an experiment or collect data. So an experiment is actually only a small part of science. And after they've done all of their investigations and observations, then they decide if they were right or not and why. What did they find out? And that is what science is. We talk about who scientists are. We break down that stereotype that they believe a scientist should wear a white lab coat. I always draw scientists. That's a really popular activity that you can do as kids, draw scientists and break down the stereotypes. Scientists may look just like me. Scientists doesn't have to work in a lab. So we do all that, and then we decide how and when we could use science. And we also then participate in something like a scientist. So something that's super, super important when I do this, I actually do it for each of the STEAM content areas. I hook and hype them. I want to hype up what we're doing. So I go to their ring and I'm like, hey, I can't wait to get started with STEAM with you. And on that very, very first day when I ask them, what is science? I always have a box with a huge question mark on the outside of it. It's got something in it. You know what's in there? It's their STEAM journals. The very first one they're ever going to have for kindergartners. So I make it fun and hype it up and get them excited to do this so that they can own the experience. It's theirs. We then talk about lots of things. And like I say, I like to end with something called a discovery walk. There are a lot of things you can do. I give them all a small hand lens. And I've got lots of things set up across the room. Shells and feathers and sand. Just different things that they can go around and be a scientist with. And we talk about how they actually are scientists and they just didn't even know it. Because anytime you have a question and you have to figure out the answer and you sort of go through this process, you are a scientist. So I actually, for kindergarten, I'm saying actually quite a lot. Come on, Bonnie, put it in a check. For kindergarten, I usually take about a week and I work in collaboration with the kindergarten teachers to introduce science, and we just kind of interweave the science topic area throughout all of their things. You know, like they might have some words they're learning that are science related, like who, what, when, where, why. They might interweave it into their math problems. They just make that word science and offer opportunity for discussion all the time. And the best way is to read books about scientists. There are so many great children's books about scientists. Then we move into the next week. So with kindergarten, I actually take 5 weeks to do this. I would say second graders could probably do it in, not second, I meant to say first. First graders could probably do it in amount of 2 weeks. And that time also shortens the older you get up, or depending on the background knowledge of your students, depending how long you want to give a thorough introduction of these if you've never done it before. So all those years, I was saying it's time for science. My students had no idea what science is. They would have never been able to tell me that definition. They would have just said it's something we do. It's in our book. And for many years, that's how you identify the subjects, because each subject had a book. Gone are those days. And we've got to start really helping our students understand why they are doing what they're doing. Because when they know why, they can give themselves an intrinsic purpose for doing it. And when your students have an intrinsic, motivated, personal purpose for what they're doing, they're engaged more. Ding, ding, ding. That means they're going to need to know more. Who has more information to give them? You, their teacher. So we need to give them a better reason than I said so. Mom told me I had to. Well, you said it was time for science. Than that. We have to do better. And literally, I did this my entire first 6 or 7 years of teaching. But I didn't know better. And the ways of the world sort of clued me in the wrong way. That schedule, the way we do things. You know, the school system or the educational system that we are all teaching in was actually created during the Industrial Revolution by a group called the Big Ten. It included people like Andrew Carnegie, and they wanted to create an educational system that would help them fill their factories with good factory workers. So they came up with teaching subjects in segments and following schedules and following instructions, and that was the big reason for setting it up like that. They needed people that could come and follow instructions and do a repetitive task over and over. Do we need that now? No, we don't. We do need, we are a society that asks why. We have information at the tips of our fingers. There's no need to keep just regurgitating facts and information all day long at school. We need to have reasons for doing what we're doing. And our students should have a reason for doing it too. I'm telling you, you don't don't make this what it's not. Well, my students should just behave, or my students should just come to school and do the right thing. Yes, they should. But don't you want them to want to do this? Don't you want them to learn and love it? Don't you want them to want more? In order to do that, you've got to help them find a purpose for what they're doing. So I encourage you to ask these five questions and take a deep dive into each of the STEM or STEAM subject content areas and even your other content areas like reading. Like, what would your kids say if you asked them, what is reading? Would they actually give you what the definition of what reading really is? Go look it up. Might find out something interesting. But I am going to tell you those definitions for the rest of the STEAM content areas that I give my students every year. Technology. It's anything created by people to make doing a job easier. And on that day, I'll tell you, this is a great story. On the day that I introduced technology to my kindergartners this past year, one of them said, so a scientist cannot do their job without technology. And I said, you're right, because they figure out that technology is not just our tablets, not just our phones, but something as simple as a pencil could be technology. My favorite thing to do on that day when they leave my classroom with their teacher is give them a piece of wrapped candy. And I say, I've got some technology to give you on the way out the door. Give them all the candy, and then I say, what did I give you that's technology? And someone usually says the wrapper, because it keeps our candy clean. And then engineering is the process of creating and building structures, products, and systems using math and science. And yes, I tell this to kindergartners. They need to know the word structure. They need to know the word product, and eventually they're going to get more into what systems are. Art. You know, I love really using art in my instruction. Art is a way for people to express themselves that appeals to the senses, especially visually. That definition alone ties it so closely to science. One of the ways that a scientist thinks, and I did forget to tell you that on my deep dive days into these content areas, not only do we talk about who the people are that use this for their jobs, but we also talk about how they think. That one statement, the senses, especially visually, ties it to science, because scientists always use their senses when they're making observations to learn more about the answer that they're looking for. And then finally, and this is a great definition to go over, and make sure they really get what math is, mathematics. Mathematics is the science that involves numbers, amounts, measurements, and relationships of numbers. Now, as again, this is really watered down. If you look the definition up, it's going to have words like quantity and that kind of thing. I made this so that my students could understand it easily. So it involves numbers. This is when you're going to be teaching some of your, you know, number concepts. A number is a symbol. Amounts. That's when you talk about the things that you count. Measurements, which you use so much in STEAM, and on this day when I introduce mathematics to them, I like to hook them by cooking with them, and we will measure. And then, of course, relationships of numbers, and that's what our students are working on all the time, adding and doing word problems and that kind of thing. And I love doing this and get them super excited about these content areas. I used to hate when students would come to me, because eventually I moved from writing in fifth grade. My whole career in a nutshell. First grade, 6 years. fifth grade writing teacher with a science and social studies segment at the end of the day. I moved to fifth grade science only, and I tried to incorporate STEM. After that, I became the gifted resource teacher, which I still am, and I also support our school working towards STEAM certification. So I work a lot with all of the classes at all of the classrooms and all of the grade levels at my school. I encourage you to do this with your students before you ever do a STEM or STEAM project. These are the foundations that you want to lay. Why? Because when you do this, before you do a STEAM project or a STEAM challenge, your students are going to be able to understand what makes it STEM or STEAM, and they'll think about all those ways that you taught them that scientists think and engineers think, how they think. They will understand and get deeper insight from your STEM projects and your STEAM challenges. So I'm just going to go back over those tips one more time. First, you start with those five questions. I recommend teaching them separately to begin with, because when you teach them separately, they'll realize the important concepts within each one and be able to make connections. Connections are important. Integrate as much as you can after you do an introduction. Allow for time to think, and also allow for lots of discussions to happen. And if you do this at the beginning of the year, what better time than to have discussions with your students when you're getting to know a new class? It takes a lot to really get to know a group of people, and you're with them a lot, but the beginning of the year is not such a critical and crucial time for making sure we roll out and teach the standards for the test. So take some time to get to know them. And then also really think about how you're going to hook them with each of these areas and get them excited to do them all. Because we don't want a student that hates science or a student that hates to read or doesn't like math. Now, I have something exciting to tell you. First of all, I have these definitions on some really cool posters that I'm going to link in the episode notes for you. And I want you to have them. So all you have to do is go to the show notes to download. But it also includes a few more things for you. It includes the engineering design process. It also includes claim evidence reasoning, which is a great, easy elementary investigation process. And it includes the four C's for 21st century learners, which are creativity, critical thinking, collaboration, and communication. I want you to try this out. And if you don't want to do it exactly the way I've been talking about, at least before you do anything, ask those five questions and just see what they say. You might find that they do need a little bit more background knowledge. So go get those show notes, get these posters, use them to your benefit. I would totally appreciate if while you're there, you leave me a review, unless you're my next door neighbor, because, oh, I would hate to see what that person writes. Oh, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Leave me a review. Tell me what you need. Tell me what you like. And thanks for joining me today. And finally, I have that one question for you, that last question. Do you iHeart STEAM too?